Yeah, it's your boy Matt Mob. I'm back. You know, on this, it used to be Scumbag Chronicles, but now it's we rocking with Stay Out Hoes Face. You know, I'm reformed. I'm a reformed scumbag, I say. Started off, you know, 2 years ago on some real deal scumbag shit, just to give you an idea of the type of shit I was on. You know, I had a chick. Bad, I'm talking about Ryder, young. I'm 32 at the time, maybe 32 at the time. She 23. You know what I'm saying? So younger than me, vibrant and bad, sexy, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. But rewind, before this, I got a plethora of women, you know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm juggling 8 to 10 solid, you know what I'm saying, team members at the time. Consistently hitting the 10, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing 4 days. You know, I'm like a goddamn college athlete out here fucking doing 4 days. You know what I mean? 4 days, for those who don't know, that's one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, and one at night. Different chick, you know what I mean? And then I pull, you know what I mean, a doubleheader, that's a four-peat 2 days in a row and a different four the next day. You know what I mean? So I would just really just put myself out there in a real way. But the majority of that shit came from, you know, just not having no trust for women in general. You know what I mean? I was raised by a woman who was independent. You know what I mean? She really ain't care what, as far as I could tell, my mom ain't care what my stepdad was doing. You know, they live in separate houses. They married. You know what I mean? The one he live in Atlanta, she live in Florida. You know what I mean? They meet up a couple times a week. They got a house in the middle in Unadilla. They meet, he come her our way. You know, I consistently see him, but you know, at night she's sleeping there in the bed alone most nights. At least 1-2 nights out of the week, sometimes 5, might not see her for a whole week. Might be 2, you know what I mean? They fighting, it might be a month. You know what I'm saying? And she conduct herself in a way that was like, okay, whatever he's doing, I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm still going to work, handling my business. You know what I mean? So that's what I saw. That was my mentality. You know what I mean? He was handling his candle as far as, I guess, paying the bills and doing all the things that he was supposed to do at the same time. But more importantly, I saw that she didn't need that. She didn't care about the paying of the bills either. Nigga got on nerves, she'd be like, fuck you, you know what I'm saying? Or you overdid it. Fuck you out of here. So, you know, that put me in the mindset where, like, was the type of relationship that I saw. That, you know, you get to do your thing. And when you settle down, you got your woman who you've been riding with and only giving that thorough time to, because whatever he was doing on his free time, and not to say that I ever saw him do anything, but, you know, as I got older, shit come to light. You know, they having fake breakups and fake divorces, and, you know, and she's saying how he was doing this and doing that. She called him cheating or whatever after the fact. So I know now that he was cheating, but back then I didn't. Which it didn't matter, because I just assumed, like, what niggas don't not be cheating if he's not in bed with his woman and they fucking 600 miles apart, 300 miles, however many miles, 400 miles. So, you know, I just embedded something in me, like, that's the type of dynamic that I fuck with. You know, I need a woman who, you got your shit going on, and what I do, as long as when I come into your presence, I'm the man that I'm supposed to be. You know, I ain't bring no bitches with me. And that's what it was. But at the same time, when I met the chick, I'm still in this mindset, you know what I'm saying? And I had been doing it so long up to this point, you know, almost, like I said, I'm 32, so I've been doing this shit 20 years almost at that time. You know, jumping out the porch, maybe 13, even when I have a little girlfriend, if we get some distance, I'm going for a week. I'm gonna fuck you, my girlfriend, and I. If I link up with something, I'm gonna smash and dash and blaze and glaze, and then when I come back, I ain't like nothing happened. So, you know, that was just my mindset. And it would have still been my mindset, but I'm gonna get to that. So, fucking got the chick, I'm rocking with her the first long while. I link up with her. it take me some time to get my bearings because I'm so into her. She cool. I can't really pump and dump her like I want to. I already see that before I even hit her the first time. So I'm in my feelings, you know what I'm saying? We having a dope conversation, which I ain't had in a while with a female. You know, where I just sat down and bitch took me away in conversation. And another thing that I don't like in women, and I don't like women who are aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just met you, bitch, you already on me trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I'm not used to fucking putting down game or because I linked up with her through like some social media shit and jumped in a DM and shit, which is not really not my thing. I'm an old school pull up on a bitch type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? If I meet the bitch, I pull up on the bitch. You feel me? Like I seen her somewhere, I snatch off the muscle because I come from that era of snatching bitches at the mall or I fuck with bitches that's in my circumference on the regular. You know, I'm that nigga that fuck all the bitches at the job. Some shit bitch that work next door to the job. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I see you on the regular. I shoot you a little smirk one day, next day, I might throw your ass in the bag. But, so you know, that's what I'm used to. So jumping in the DM, then her coming, after that, we hadn't conversated so much. No, rewind again. I met her in person the first time, but how scumbagged out a nigga was at the time, I was coming to smash her homegirl. So I come to hit the homegirl. I ain't seen the homegirl. I already smashed the homegirl before back in the G a couple times. You know what I mean? Maybe like a year or two before this, I done smashed the homegirl. So, and they best friends. So I see her, you know what I'm saying? When I go over there and I see the girl that I'm going to smash, her friend, and she, I ain't seen her in 2 years. She done got big, you know what I'm saying? Big Humpty Dumpty round, you feel me? So I say, okay, I ain't gonna be rude because I seen that type of nigga. And you know, I'm known to smash and bash and dash a motherfucking big girl from time to time if I feel generous or, you know what I'm saying, she got some assets that's sitting right or something like that, I might go ahead and take one for the team. I really don't got no type, you know what I'm saying? And I smashed her before, she a pretty girl. It was really, but then this day, it was New Year's and I was not about to start the new year off plugging a chubby. At that time, that wasn't what I was feeling. And I was with my homeboys too, so I'm with my cousin and my bro actually. So they like, man, shit, you know what I mean? What you came out here for, you ain't gonna do nothing. So I'm like, all right, we just kick it for a few. Before the ball drop, we haul ass. So I fucking chill, you know, we drinking, boom. So the chick, who is not the chick that I'm the basis of the story that I'm talking about, she the one that I had smashed back in the day and I was reacquainted with at this time. I'm not at her house, I'm at the girl who's the topic's house, the girl I've never met before. So I'm at her house and so we just powwow and she being a good host, bringing us drinks. I'm liking the energy already. I can't take my focus on nothing else. I'm like, I want her. Cause soon as an old girl walked up to me at the car, I was immediately in my mind, I told my niggas, I'm not finna hit. So I walk up, I give her a little hug, bop, bop, bop. She wasn't, you know what I'm saying, kick it, not get straight to the point, you know what I'm saying, just linger around. She had some kids over there and shit. So we really couldn't go straight to the mission, which was a good thing for me because I was trying to figure out an escape plan anyway. Short story long, the host, she bringing us drinks and shit. I found out that I know her. I'm like, I know you, man. You look like somebody I know. A nigga that I know, you look like you related to him. You know what I'm saying? She said, yeah, that's my brother. I said, damn, ooh. So not only do I know who she is now, or I know of her now, I know I can reach out and touch her. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm thinking about now is just getting up out of here and hit old girl up the next day. Scumbag shit as usual. So boom, I kick it, I cool it. I'm playing it cool. I'm giving old girl full attention who called me over there. You know, with my homeboy, we politicking. The other girl, I'm paying her no mind. I don't want to be disrespectful. I came to see your homegirl and now I'm here, you know what I'm saying, giving you the eyes like, bitch, you the one I want. You know what I'm saying? That just ain't my style. That was just some real, I'm a scumbag, but I ain't no dumb scumbag. So I let it slide. So right before we about to leave, I go inside, use the bathroom. old girl who house it is, we'll call her Jet Beauty, just for the sake of nicknames, so we can follow them. And we'll call the other one who I came to see, her name is Nay Hunter. So Nay Hunter and Jet Beauty. Jet Beauty is the homegirl, Nay Hunter, who I came to see. So Jet Beauty in the house. And she walks out before, she walks out the back on the back patio, and I'm right behind her. You know what I'm saying? So I slide by, put my hand just on the small little back, like, you know what I'm saying? Locked eyes with her, like, yes, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? So I haul ass out of there. I make up something, man. I got to go get my mama from church or something, which I did have to go get my baby mama from church. So I wasn't that much of a slimy ass nigga, but I did say I was coming back and I had no intentions of coming back. So we haul ass, me and my nigga, we flex, go get my baby mama, Ray, whatever, in the night. I don't think twice about it. But rewind back. Before I leave, Nay Hunter tells me that you better be coming back. You better be coming. Don't play with me, man. I'm like, don't play with you. Because at this point, I'm like, damn, what reason would you have to believe that I wouldn't come back? You know what I'm saying? Unless she ain't dumb. She felt the energy that I wasn't trying to smash her ass. I was trying to haul ass. So she says to me, man, you better be about to come back. You don't know how many niggas I got in my inbox. Immediately then, I'm like, bitch, fuck you. You better call one of them niggas. You done said the wrong shit, nah. If I could tell you how many bitches is in my shit, your feelings will really be hurt. So I fucking haul ass. So boom, I go home. I don't think about the shit no more. A couple days go by. You know what I'm saying? I thought about the little bitch, Jet Beauty, about 2 or 3 times. Nothing major, like, damn, I know she right there. I reach out and touch her in an appropriate time has passed. Her homegirl be mad and get over and fuck her another nigga, and then we be all right. So, come about 5 days later, I go to sleep. I have a dream about the bitch. I don't dream about bitches. I'm usually a nigga who dream. Oh shit, excuse me. Nigga who dream probably like once every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's straight blackness, nigga. That's the only time I get a peace of mind. I got ADD. I got enough daydreams rushing through my motherfucking brain. I don't need them shits when I go to sleep. I just want to go to sleep. So, I dreams about the bed. I'm like, damn, is she on some motherfucking goddess type shit like Michael Jackson? I don't even know what Michael Jackson's song it is, but it's the one when he got the royalty here in Egypt and shit with the Egyptian bitch with the crown on the head, like that. Bad, nigga, I'm talking about. I never peeled out them clothes in my mind. So, boom, I wake up, hit her up, tell her straight up, you know what I'm saying? Facts, I just dreamt about you, nigga. I was trying to give you some time before I jumped out and reached out and touched you, but I can't even wait, you know what I'm saying? I want to see what's up with you, da-da-da-da-da. She hears me back. We chat, few minutes, nothing major, you know what I'm saying? But she a gutter bitch, you know? She basically a scumbag adjacent, you know what I'm saying? Like a female version. I guess we'll call them a scumettes, you know what I'm saying? She ain't in her feelings about no niggas like me. The majority of females be in their feelings, or even the ones that don't be in their feelings, after they get that lumber, they start in their feelings, you know what I'm saying? Only the lumber gonna put them in their feelings, because usually they don't give a fuck. They'll smash and pass a nigga just like we do. Pass y'all to their homegirls, you know what I'm saying? And the younger they get, the more savage the line getting out there. Young bitches is ready to take off on a word notice, you know what I'm saying? And dish you the next day, like, nigga, why are you calling me? So, you know, I say, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting myself out there. But it was fucked up, because how I reached out to her, it wasn't like me. In my mind, I was telling myself I just wanted to fuck, but what I said, they ain't line up with what I had going on. So I was just already told by that. I was like, I'm beating myself up. Like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Nigga, you telling this bitch about dreams and all type of shit. We don't have to do all that. All I had to do was say, what's up? She probably would've fell through. which I knew she would have fell through. So anyway, I get to shooting shit with her, hype shit up. We don't talk, she say no because of her homegirl, which I expected. But at the same time, I felt that undertone like she was gonna fuck with me, you feel me? So boom. I let shit go. So she hits me up like probably a week later. Not matter of fact, she didn't even hit me up. She hit me back like that same night. And we, like I say, went back and forth. Just ended the conversation on a pretty much a soft note. So fast forward about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. She calls my baby mama because they cool already. So she said, yeah, I'm coming to get a tattoo over there by your way. Can you watch my daughter for an hour or two so I can get my tat? So my baby mama tell her, nah, I got to do something. But my baby daddy here with our daughter and his son. So I'm sure he won't mind if you drop off. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll pay him. You think he okay or whatever? Baby mama put me in the game because I already done told her that I want the little chick. Me and her used to rock like that back in the day. Baby mama, she'll put me on all the little friends. As long as she ain't fuck with them tough, she'll put me on. So I say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go ahead and do it. She asked me, baby mama asked me, like, I'm trying to put you in the game, man. Lisa, she come through. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you do. I say, yeah, that's right. That's a bet. You know what I'm saying? So boom, she come through. You drop a kid off for real. Boom, go get a tattoo, whatever, Ray. I don't say nothing. I get her, she come, she give me some money. I tell her, nah, on the money, I'm good, there's no problem. She insists. I say, whatever, take the cash. She fucking, so I say, nah, just give me your number instead of the cash. She was like, I give you my number, you still keep the cash. Just type of chick she is anyway, dog. She don't want a nigga to feel like you did nothing for free. You can use, I learned that later. You know what I'm saying? Which was a part of, I liked the ass too. So boom, she haul ass, give me the number. Call her the same day. Shit that I don't do again. I hit up the same day, same night, what's happening? Man, come through, you know what I'm saying? Come back later, or you can't, she got a kid, she'll come the following night. I said, okay, bet, boom. She falls through. I'm at zero with her. I'm already all the way off my rocker. So when she come, she's so aggressive. She like, nigga, I come to fuck. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? Usually that's like, okay, well, shit, that's even better for me. I don't need to do no talking. I tell no lies about the fuck I got going on. Do I have any hoes? All these questions that bitches like to ask. Conservative bitches like to ask. All your business. I don't do no lying. I can just fuck. But my dick ain't working. He like, nigga, nah, we love her. I'm like, we love her? We don't even know her. What are you talking about? So this is what I'm having in my mind, why I'm standing, sitting in front of her. So now I'm already, I ain't embarrassed because, you know, I know my skills. But at the same time, it ain't never happened to me before. So I'm throwed off by the shit, you know what I'm saying? Usually when my shit ain't working, it's because I really don't want to do it. It's like, yeah, bitch, you look good with them clothes on when you peel them off. I'm like, I don't know, bitch, you look, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you ain't smelling right, you ain't looking right. However, whatever it is, my dick got a mind of his own. He ain't feeling it, we ain't doing it. So, boom, she motherfucking trying to pop it off. And I'm stagnant, I can't do nothing. So boom, we talk it out. I say, man, it's chill. Give it the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing right now. It is what it is. If you wanna leave, you can leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some like, maybe my meat ain't fucking with me type shit anyway, so I just let shit ride. So I motherfucking get to talking and shit. She say, fuck it, I'ma stay. I say, all right, cool, boom, we get to shooting the shit. Conversate and goddamn talk the night away till about 2-3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I finally get comfortable enough where I'm ready to knock her down, a bust off and 8 pumps flat. You know what I'm saying? 8 pumps flat. So now I still don't give a fuck about that either. I'm like, I got mine, good. You know what I'm saying? Vibe was straight. If you don't come back, that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? I take it as an L. She hits me back. So short story, longer. I end up fuck rocking with her for a good long minute, man. It wasn't until like about the third time where I really got my bearings and that mob came out me, that lion, you know what I'm saying? And I mauled the motherfucking ass decent. So from that day, when she see a nigga and knock that shit out the park, and I'm that nigga that was vibing on the level that I really don't vibe with bitches on like that, or hadn't in a long, long, long fucking time. So she had me, you know what I'm saying? But the fucked up thing about the shit was, I enjoy still the same shit. Pulling the 4 days and, you know what I'm saying? And then now I'm doing 5 days because I'm doing my 4, and then she getting off in the middle of the night and I'm dragging her at the end of the night on nut number 5. I'm talking about I'm pulverizing her ass. And we in love, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, I'm giving her the lumber, telling her I love her, kissing her in the mouth, got a squirt and she ain't never squirt before, all type of shit going on. So which is cool if I was a stand-up nigga, but you know what I'm saying? I wasn't. Fucked it up severely, man. I'm talking about, so she finds out about the 4 days. She see that I got down. She goes through my phone, which is always a nigga downfall, which I really never give a fuck about. I'm always a nigga, leave my phone, it's unlocked, you can check it. Don't question me about my shit. But with her, I just was like, oh man, that shit hurt me that she found out and hurt me that she was so motherfucking hurt. You know what I'm saying? So when her motherfucking admiration of me deflated, man, my motherfucking confidence deflated. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it was, even more fucked up, is that after I fucked up, after maybe, you know what I'm saying, she caught me the first time, I'm still doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm cutting back my hoes a little bit. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, to let the scumbag shit go. But it wasn't working for me, man. If I couldn't see her for like a day or two, that seemed like the bitches would come out the woodwork. Like, yeah, oh, that nigga lonely, that nigga. You know, I'm in the store, man. I don't even know these bitches. I'm meeting bitches I don't even know, knocking them down, and still go smile right in her face. I'm talking about some real deal scumbag shit, man. But so all in all, that's where the real scumbag shit came from. When I first jumped into this podcast, I was just gonna tell stories similar to the one I just told, but more like the ones where, you know what I'm saying, I blazed and glazed and had a venture that came with it, you know what I'm saying, which I'm still gonna do throughout episodes, you know what I'm saying? And I always wanted to do a podcast that was a back and forth conversation with somebody else. So that was always my initial idea, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, you know what I mean? My life changed. I never even gave the point of what I was trying to make, which was I fell in love with Jet Beauty. I ruined it being a scumbag. And her only request to me was, won't I stay out these hoes' face? And that's some shit I'm trying to live by. Even though now she gone, she left my ass. She got tired of my bullshit. But I know she still love me. And I channel all that scumbag shit into this that's gonna be my craft. Cause you know what I'm saying? The stories, some of the shit you won't even believe. And I got my cuz gonna be a guest star on here, Mike Marb, you know what I mean? We got some escapades for days, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna share some of that. And at the same time, I have my one-on-one where I give it to you how I want to give it to you, however I'm feeling that day. And if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. If you don't, you don't. You know what I mean? It's more for me than it is for anybody else. But I know that a lot of shit that I done been through, I got a lot of game to give because I done been through it. And so for the ones that want to get soak up some game, or even not even learn from my successes as much as you can learn from my failures, you know what I'm saying? That'll be the lick. So that's what it's all about. Stay out hoes' face. We slash the scumbag, and I hope y'all rock with me. I got a lot of shit coming in 2020. It's Matt Mark signing off. Yeah, boy.